brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst and a political activist, civil rights activist. RayMcGovern.com is his website. It links over to all the great essays he's written. RayMcGovern.com. Should have given that out earlier. We're going to shift gears into some other issues with Bruce Fine, a constitutional lawyer, on the whole secession movement to re-energize the republic, not destroy the republic. I'm going to break that down with him and get his take on it. Ray, finishing up with the point you were making, and then I've got a question for you. Dealing with America's moral authority. Go ahead, Ray. Finish the point you were making.
Well, I think we were talking about whether Hillary Clinton or anyone else can protect our diplomats from the rage that that people who are being oppressed by people we prop up, whether we can protect them, and we can't. And to send a fellow like Ambassador Stevens, a brilliant Arabist, into that kind of danger, or to allow him to exist in that kind of danger, is foolhardy in the extreme. So what do we end up with? We end up with difficulty in even having people in touch with the indigenous folks that they're supposed to be in touch with. Our reputation and our standing in that part of the world has plummeted, not only under President Bush, but under President Obama as well.
And again, good old boys just say nuke everybody. They don't understand this is all being used to take our liberties. We've been conquered by these special interests. I don't know if you've seen Ron Paul's farewell address, but in the 49 minutes, he says we are run by authoritarian psychopaths. That's a quote, that it's a premeditated authoritarian takeover, that it's bipartisan. These are all quotes, bipartisan scientific takeover by special interest, and that the general public in America is immoral. I mean, and by immoral, they're decadent, they're not awake. Sure, there's a large minority that's awake, but, I mean, those that know history know we are really, really, really a big, giant, menacing evil now. Do you agree with that statement? Did you see the speech, and where do you think this is going?
Well, Alex, I think when you and I get back from Gaza, we got to fix this, okay? We have a new president. He's got a four-year mandate, a real mandate now. He says he wants us to make him do it. We've got to get out in the streets and do precisely that. The kinds of things that he himself is responsible for, authorizing the killing of U.S. citizens, signing on New Year's Eve the National Defense Authorization Act, those kinds of things can be reversed, and we have to make him do it. The reason he did the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, was because he's afraid of us. And what happened? Well, not enough of us showed up to be afraid of. Now we have to change that. Martin Luther King famously said, sometimes you have to put your body into it. That's what I'm going to do as soon as we get back from Gaza.
Wow. so you want me to go with you to Gaza?
Yep.
It's like Obi-Wan Kenobi saying, you must go with me to Alderaan.
Well, you know, there are a lot of Western journalists getting in. That's the difference here. The last time around, 4 years ago, when the Palestinians suffered 1,400 dead as opposed to 10 Israelis, they weren't letting any Western journalists in. The situation has changed in Egypt right now. They're getting in. I think we need to all go in there, broadcast from there daily to prevent worse from happening. Because as I said before, Alex, there are 17,000 mobilized Israelis now. They're on the border. I think chances are better than even that within the next few days, they'll be invading Gaza just as they did 4 years ago.
Well, I got to tell you, so I guess you're about to leave to Gaza. You could report to us right here. It's not that I'm even afraid of being killed. It's the whole issue of traveling. It's like I didn't go to Bilderberg in Europe last year. I probably should have. I am planning to start trying to travel to more of these things. Ray, I mean, are you about to hop a flight to Cairo?
My friends are. My question has to do with my wife's illness, whether I can, in good conscience, leave her at this point.
No, I know you've been over there quite a few times. So, well, listen, we'll have to talk more. I'll try to call you after the show today, sir. Thank you so much.
Sounds great. Okay, thanks.
There goes Ray McGovern.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are joined by constitutional lawyer Bruce Fein. Bruce Fein, as Associate Deputy Attorney General and General Counsel of the Federal Communications Commission under President Ronald Reagan. He served as Research Director for Republicans on the Joint Congressional Committee on Covert Arms Sales to Iran and on the American Bar Association's Committee on Presidential Signing Statements. He has been a visiting fellow for the Constitutional Studies at the Heritage Foundation and an adjunct scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. Mr. Fein is a founding member of Bruce Fein and Associates, Inc., a law corporation, is a principal of the public advocacy organization, the Lynchfield Group. He is the author of Constitutional Peril, The Life and Death Struggle for Our Constitution and Democracy, an American Empire Before the Fall. Mr. Fein presently serves as the senior policy advisor to Congressman Ron Paul and to his presidential campaign, lynchfieldgroup.org. And I appreciate him coming on short notice. I tried to get him Friday, but he's here with us. Here with us on the radio now. To recap, because we just started a new hour, as we go to him, I'm looking at all this, and I'm not coming up with something novel or new, but with an important twist on it, or an untwist, is the way I'd put it. The media always sells states' rights, if states say they have any rights, as secession, going back to slavery. You know, that's like saying going back to the Roman Empire, going back to, you know, going back to Adam and Eve, going back to the, I mean, it's just totally made up and a joke. Why do we even have states if there's no states' rights? Ninth Amendment, Tenth Amendment. We have a constitutional lawyer who advises Congress to give us his take on this. But here's my basic idea. The states created the government. They created federalism. They created the whole system we're under. The Declaration of Independence states it's our right and duty to throw off a government when it becomes destructive. Well, I've got the headline article. We can put it up on screen for TV viewers, radio listeners, with the headline, Bankers Declare They've Conquered U.S. and Europe, with dozens of video clips, the news, Times of London, AP, Time Magazine, saying six megabanks took over with the Federal Reserve and have signed us on to their derivatives, and they're running the policies of bankrupting the states, of going over the financial cliff, because they stand to gain from rack and ruin, because they're the ones that loan us our own money back. So what we do is, you don't just do half measures. You have the states stand up and say, just like they're saying in Texas again, unanimous vote to arrest TSA when they grope your genitals, that's a states' rights move. The feds threatened to run an armed blockade with F-16s last year. So the Senate killed it. Well, we kicked the folks in the Texas Senate out that did that. Now the bill's been reintroduced. We had the state rep on that did it Friday. That states' rights right there. We'll take that to the next level. Have the states get together in a new constitutional convention with the states, with the legislative heads, to go back to the states and get them to pass a declaration that we don't recognize the current federal government, and to reconstitute the federal government, Bill of Rights, Constitution. It's a re-upload. And order them. Now, then you've got to break down the plan of doing that, but just getting the states in motion to start the move towards secession, to not create a new country, but to secede, to recognize we've been conquered by corporate fraudulent interest, to re-upload the Bill of Rights and Constitution via the Declaration of Independence. Just that bully pulpit of the states and members of the House and Senate federally who agree with us and others will create the movement and the attention and the focal point to rediscover the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Ninth and Tenth Amendment. And so that's my idea, that when I say Second American Revolution, I'm saying it should be centered around the states, also with beachheads in the federal government. But the federal government itself is a globalist beachhead that's taken us over. All right, sir, thank you for coming on. You've heard my basic idea I'm throwing out there. We need that focal point. We need bold moves. They're calling any states' rights, you know, racist secessionism. I say we trump that by saying, throw me in that briar patch. Constitutional lawyer Bruce Fine, what do you say, sir?
That's a very deep question, Alex, and if we can move forward methodically, I think that's the best way to do it. First of all, the first expression of state dissatisfaction with what was thought to be federal tyranny came in 1798 when the Congress passed the Alien and Sedition Act signed by John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, then of Virginia, passed what orchestrated was called the Virginia and Kentucky Resolution, saying that in the opinion of the legislature, the Sedition Act flouted the First Amendment by violating freedom of speech. It, among other things, forbade language that brought Congress or the president into the contempt or ridicule of the American people, and also the Alien Act had denied due process. And ultimately, that both acts expired in 1800 when Mr. Jefferson was elected president. But that was, I suppose, the first expression of a method of state protest against an overreaching federal government orchestrated, as said, by James Madison, who was known as the father of the Constitution. He was the primary drafter at the convention in 1787. Now, there are alternate vehicles, I think, Alex, that could be utilized to try to get the focus on states' rights or a federalist system reinstituted, other than the one that you've suggested. These are, you might call, adaptations. First, the Constitution itself in Article 5 recognizes a power for two-thirds of the states to force Congress to summon a constitutional convention to revamp, propose amendments to the charter document, and then if the convention by two-thirds votes proposes an amendment, then it would go back to the state legislatures to be ratified by three-quarters. Now, this particular method has never been utilized before in amending the Constitution. It's all followed an alternate course where two-thirds of the House and the Senate propose an amendment that's submitted to the states. But that's at least not all that different from the process by which we segued from the Articles of Confederation into the Constitution itself. It was thought that the Articles were deficient. Delegates met in Annapolis and said, well, why don't we convene a convention to so-called revise the Articles of Confederation? At that time, we simply had a unicameral, a single branch of government. A legislative body basically was the entire federal government. It had no authority to raise taxes or do much of anything. It was quite weak. And the delegates to the Constitutional Convention, even though they were empowered only to revise the Articles, came up with our current Constitution under which we live, proposed it to ratification to the states. Ultimately, all ratified. 9 was essential in order to put the Constitution into motion. But that was a way in which the existing framework of government, the Articles of Confederation, was revamped wholesale. And that's what you're proposing, Alex, is a variation of that kind of methodology. Now, the difference, I suppose, is that the Articles and the government at that time was very tiny. And so the transition was not a wrench, whereas today you've got a leviathan as the federal government. It's everywhere where it shouldn't be, and the possible resistance could be greater. But there's nothing that would be novel in American history that suggests your idea is outlandish or fringe. Now, one of the things also, I think, Alex, that has to be underscored is why is it that we think it would be a useful idea or exercise to revive federalism? And the reason is twofold, in my judgment. First of all, it creates competition in good government. That is, if one state creates an oppressive system, the citizens can move to another state. The taxes go there. The innovation goes there. And otherwise. And so you have this constant feedback between the government and its citizens that finds expression in the places citizens choose to live.
And we see that illustrated by states that have less taxes and less government, even if they're deserts. They become more productive than, even very lush areas. Or look at Texas, a magnet because of lower taxes, even though they're actually quite high, just compared to the rest of the country, they're quite low. Texas is booming while the rest of the country collapses.
Well, that's right, and there's a recent phenomenon, Jukiel, in many states because they did not have any caps on medical malpractice damages in personal injury cases. I remember recently in West Virginia, the doctors all said, "Well, we're not going to perform any more surgery unless you put a cap." We're all going to Louisiana, and with that threat, West Virginia then came up with a cap. So that's a way in which the outlet of choosing a different state can check government overreach. And then the second reason is simply because we understand that government is largely trading off and balancing interests with competing groups in society, and so the states are able in some sense because they may be more homogeneous to adapt statutes and laws and policies that are more consistent with the greatest number of citizens than a larger context where when Congress enacts a law, it's got to have application in very rural areas, like North Dakota or sparsely populated like Alaska, as well as California and New York. And it's much more difficult to draft a statute that suits 50 states than suits only one. And so on that score as well, federalism is superior to a central government. It doesn't mean that you don't need a central government in order to have armed forces, to defend ourselves. And there's some things that a central government is required to do, and that a simple state could not. And there's always a risk, of course, that one state could become oppressive and you would need some outside force in order to encourage or provide the spark to change things. And I think we saw that in the South during Jim Crow. There's no doubt that there was outside pressure that was needed to ultimately prevent the oppression based upon race. But that's got to be done judiciously. It's a balance like everything is. That's
sure, the two are checks and balance, and you're going to be with us till about 40 after, and I appreciate you having time to join us today. We're going to go to break, and I want to come back. I understand you're a top constitutional lawyer here. In layman's terms, I'm simply saying if the states created the federal government, we have the federalist system, then we should use that system to reestablish the real federalist system. Instead of right now, we just have a federal government run by special interest running over us. That's an obvious tyranny. Use the states to take the federal government back. I want to hear ideas you've got that are alternates as well, sir.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this could be one of the most important messages you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electrical power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricane, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale is going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why these solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 in bonuses for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Jones here, back live with Bruce Fein. He'll be with us till 40 after. And Paul Joseph Watson is joining us to break down the National Opt-Out Day, which is another example, or opt-out week, where people just exercise their power. You could have the states prosecute TSA when they're out of control. They're already out of their jurisdiction. They're not even sworn officers. Bruce Fein, constitutional lawyer, advisor to Congress, advisor to Ron Paul, his chief advisor on policy, joins us in layman's terms, sir, in this short segment. I understand you're saying that my basic, you know, statement is codified in things that have been done before. Put that in layman's terms for people and talk about states' rights, you know, versus what the federal government's doing. And your point during the break you made that states can also become tyrannies of their own. So how do you balance that?
Well, we balance that by having an active citizenry and impeaching and removing from office government officials are not faithful to their oath. That generally keep government limited and austere and frugal, and to make certain that liberty is the rule and government involvement the exception. As I say, you can have states out of control. At the time of the founding, it was Rhode Island was the outlier that was enacting all sorts of laws to cancel debts and was viewed with great suspicion by the founding fathers. So it's not we don't automatically get over the touchdown line just by delegating powers or restoring powers to the states. Without an active citizenry, any kind of government ultimately will fall.
Sure, but obviously things have all swung towards the federal government itself, globalist. So what do you think is a good plan to try to get the states as a focal point to reignite liberty?
Well, the way in which you can do it with regard to the current situation is just to have two-thirds of the state legislatures petition for the holding of a constitutional convention. And that could be a convention that basically is a successor to the convention of 1787 in Philadelphia that wrote our Constitution. And the delegates could start from ground up and recast the disbursement of power between the federal government and the states. But the one thing, Alex, that I think destroyed the federalism that was conceived by the founding fathers was the Income Tax Amendment. Because when the federal government got all the money, they just told the states, hey, if you want the money, you have to do what we tell you
to do. And they also got the senators.
That's, a very homogeneous country with very little, if any, state ability to resist the federal government because the temptation of the money was too great. If you take that money away from the federal government, and reduce the taxing power and the spending ability, don't worry, the states' rights would revive very quickly. And if you look at the special interests, why do they all run and try to control Washington as opposed to the states, relatively speaking? Because that's where the money is. That's where the giveaways are staggering. Look at the TARP money. Tens, hundreds of billions of dollars, even trillions of dollars. And once you stop that spigot going to the federal government, don't worry, the special interests will drop away very quickly. And that's the
I agree. So here's why I'm saying.
Taking this dramatic an idea that you have suggested could accomplish much. But again, I don't have any reluctance to using a new constitutional convention, if you will, to reexamine where our Constitution has evolved to and how we need to revive a more dispersed and federalist system where much more decision-making is at the state and local level.
Sure, let me ask you this question. Currently, when we know we're headed towards rack and ruin, and they're trying to get a new VAT and a new carbon tax, which if we think the income tax is bad, wow, get ready. We're going the same way Europe's going. How bad a situation do you think we're in? Ron Paul said we're under the control of authoritarian psychopaths that have already gone off the cliff. I agree. So what do we do? That's why I'm saying people are going to move towards secession. The media is going to demonize it. Why not brand secession as really a reconstitution?
Well, I think the only reason is that secession isn't the only method of protest here. They say, why not just call a convention and rewrite the rules of the game, send it back to the state legislatures, which aren't controlled by Congress, and then have a new playbook from the current Constitution, which has been deformed and mutilated and vivisected by those in Congress and the executive branch. You already have a method for doing exactly what you suggested, and it's in the hands of the state because it's the state legislatures who provoke the constitutional convention, and then the state legislatures ratify any amendments that are proposed. And that's a way in which you could focus all the sentiments that are driving the secessionist idea into a clearly constitutionally recognized path that could revamp the government every bit as dramatically as the Constitution revamped the Articles of Confederation. Now, when you say, you know, where are we going? I agree that this country is totally and completely bankrupt already.
Well, stay there.
$1.4 trillion national debt. We're running trillion-dollar deficits every single year as far as the eye can see.
All right, Bruce, stay there. We got to go to break. Real quick, Bruce Fine is our guest straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit ioncleanse.com. That's ioncleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. ioncleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That foreign banks have seized the United States and Europe. Now on CNBC, they call us slaves to the New World Order, slaves to world government. I've played that clip probably 100 times. It's all linked in an article that we've put together. And I'm glad that Ron Paul is coming out saying we're going under global government. They're saying NATO and the UN runs our military. Congress is being told that. Obama has served as the head of the United Nations Security Council, violating Article 1. Section 9. This is all being done by these lawyers who know exactly what they're doing, setting these precedents and just normalizing tyranny. And Bruce Fine has written a new book that is a bestseller, and it's Empire Before the Fall. And we need to make that book number one out there. It's available all over the place, but American Empire Before the Fall. only $9 up on Amazon.com. Great book. And you know what? Maybe you know this is all going on. Well, what about your friends and family? They don't know. That's why you should give a gift subscription to InfoWars Magazine. 12 issues to their door. That's a good chance they're going to look at that. They're going to read that. They're going to wake up. People are ready to wake up now. But there is a general laziness and immorality. Even if people work hard, many of them are like, hey, politics is something somebody else does. I don't need to be informed. I don't need to know what's going on. I don't need to say no. The great news is they've got a poll out. Huffington Post is running it, where 56% of people plan to opt out and film the TSA. Good. Just get something going. And I've said the states created the federal government. It's their job to say no. And constitutional lawyer and scholar has concurred that what I've stated in my little primitive way from reading the history books does have real avenues and is a good way to go. But we need to attack on all fronts, ladies and gentlemen. Bruce Fein is our guest. So you started getting into where we're going if we don't turn this around. I mean, I have a Forbes article, and I went and looked it up. And it's true. It's also in the San Diego paper, Herald Tribune. They're saying, no, we're going to give you a $100,000 fine if your dog leaves poop in the backyard. We're going to put you in jail for 6 years. They're teaching kids this. Some families we had on, this is going to be a big story when it breaks. Northside Independent School, San Antonio, Bruce. They have now expelled the little girl. We've had the Hernandez family in here because she won't wear the RFID tracker bracelet around her neck run by the Department of Defense that tracks her on the school bus and when she goes home. Government laptops are watching kids at home. I mean, you saw Ron Paul's speech, or I'm guessing you did. I mean, you watch that. That's only part of how bad it is. We're under psychopathic authoritarians, or authoritarian psychopaths, to quote Ron Paul. And I was talking in the break. You said, yeah, in a few decades, the empire will fall. I get that the empire will hold together a while, but it's going to absorb us to fund itself. I mean, we're in deep trouble. We're in 1935 Germany. And I have to debate my wife every day about getting out of the country and, you know, telling her we're going to stay and go down with the ship. I want to checkmate these people. I want to get aggressive. I want to turn this around. I know I'm ranting. Bruce, you've got the floor. I mean, where is this going? What are some of your other ideas to kickstart the state saying no? I mean, what can we do? What do we do if last year the House unanimously voted to arrest TSA when they break state laws and grab genitals? And the Fed said, we'll put F-16s in the air and bring down aircraft. That was in the news, a blockade by Fort Sumter. And the Senate killed it, literally groveling in fear. I mean, this is pathetic. The feds want this challenge because they're not the feds. They're an alien criminal group in sedition against my country. I want my republic back, Bruce. I'm ranting. What do you say to this?
Well, first of all, you're quite correct. If the common citizen doesn't discharge his or her duty to make certain that the Constitution is complied with by the elected officials, then ultimately everything will crumble. Because we know elected officials, those in government, have an incentive to aggrandize power because that makes them feel powerful. It makes them feel they're celebrities. It makes them feel that they are superior. And so if the common citizen is not going to be politically active, it's over. I can tell you that. It is over. If you, a people of sheep will get a government of wolves. I want to repeat that. A people of sheep will get a government of wolves. It happens every time. So what does that mean? It means that we've got to restore, as a principle of government, that liberty is the rule. It is the rule that the individual is the center of our constitutional universe, not government, and that there must be a great and urgent cause before government tells you what to do. I keep liberty is the default position. Unless the government has a really good reason that it can support by empirical evidence or experience, they need to let you alone. The right to be left alone is the most cherished right among civilized people. And that has to be the working principle of our government. And it's been lost over the hundreds of years. And you tried to recite the litany of intrusions. You know, maybe you forgot. How about surveillance drones? And how about putting things in your computer so your picture is displayed with the government every time you get on and visit the Internet or Internet Explorer? The other thing is the money issue that you pointed out. You simply cannot have a system that has $16.4 trillion in national debt, which is about $50,000 for every man, woman, and child in the country, and running trillion-dollar deficits year after year
and to sustain itself, just like no family could avoid bankruptcy if, you know, if they're spending $1 million a year, you know, with income like $100,000. It is not sustainable. And we need an amendment to the Constitution that says the federal government cannot borrow money except in times of war, something Thomas Jefferson proposed over two centuries ago. But, Alex, the only way you can insist on government frugality is prevent them from borrowing, because their incentive is to saddle posterity with all the payback of what they want to spend now. So that's why the borrowing today is up to $16 trillion. It will be $17 or $18 trillion probably by New Year's. And these things must be insisted upon by an active and vigilant.
Exactly. Notice how it's accelerating.
It's not going to happen by spontaneous combustion.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying it's all accelerating. What are some of your ideas to put the brakes on it? What do you think Ron Paul should be doing right now as one of his chief advisors?
Well, I think that, you know, using the Campaign for Liberty and really just creating, you know, an educated public that will use their ballot to vote out of office those members who continue to vote to increase the federal budget, to increase the spending, to the global military in meddling in every single corner of the earth for people whom we have no moral or legal obligation to defend at a staggering cost of over $1 trillion a year. And when they're ousted from office, that will send a message that the members will pay attention
to. Yes, sir.
And it's got to be a group that stands together as tightly as the National Rifle Association. If you don't vote to cut the spending and to cut the taxes and to end the permanent warfare, you're out of office. And that will that is what the members will pay attention to. And anything else is simply nothing but hot air. And the voters have got to be so consistent, and they've got to be very, very alert to what their members doing so that they can't escape the accountability that the Constitution intended.
And Bruce Fine, you just said it right there. I've boiled it down to my own, simple statement. But the guns are the way to victory. The Second Amendment is the key, not using the guns, but the example of how government on this one issue has been reversed. There's been a few others in the recent past, just politically people exposing abortion. There's less of it. It's becoming more unpopular because of education, because authoritarian systems have big trouble when the population becomes informed. As Thomas Jefferson said, educate the public in basic liberty and freedom, and tyranny will vanish like phantoms at dawn, to paraphrasing. But with the guns, we are beating them at the state, county, federal level. Liberals are becoming undomesticated at record numbers buying guns. It's a culture thing, and we have to create and push that culture of liberty and independence. The problem is we're winning on the guns. We're losing when it comes to other dependency. What do you do as the illegals become citizens or vote fraudulently, or as disenfranchised people go on welfare multi-generationally? We're passing that Rubicon now, where there are going to be more dependents than producers, and where in the pure democracy they can vote that the other 49% be their slaves. We've now passed that point to a great extent where the Californias and New Yorks can band together and make us their slaves and put shackles on us. So what do we do?
Well, the disadvantage of that position, Alex, and even the people who are dependent, they know and they feel that they are, even if they don't express it, they're undeserving. And that what we need to do, because this is true of every human being, even if they're temporarily dependent, there is a thrill, there is a dignity that comes from hard work and from earning your own keep. And that's true of everybody, even those who are dependent. If you have an opportunity to say, no, we know that you have the talent and ability to work, here's the opportunity, learn, use your talents and genius and ambition to move forward, they would prefer that. They're too dependency. They get taught in some way by a very effete liberal culture to think, oh, well, you're dependent because the system's so unfair, you were born into a situation and your genes don't enable you to do things, something that's very demeaning. And that's why we should never lose hope, even with those vast numbers that you point out that are dependent, because ultimately everyone really is more proud. They're more fulfilled. They have greater self-esteem if they're making it on their own. And that will always be the case
Wow, you just told a big truth there, because I've been in the committee hearings, I have video of it in my film Endgame, where the Democrats actually got up and said, we've got to put all these minority kids on psychotropic drugs, and we've got to take them from their parents because they come from bad gene pools. We have that's actually a quote. And when you really study liberals, these people are not liberals. They all come out of the Margaret Sanger, Rockefeller eugenics system. And Bruce, I think you just showed again your incredible knowledge. You know, comment on that in closing. And the other point, we've seen the FCC, thanks to you and others leading it, moving away from censorship, away, you know, getting rid of the fairness doctrine when you were there. So it's not impossible to go in the other direction if we just know what the other direction is.
Well, that's right. And the other, right now, I say the so-called progressive or liberals, it's intellectual vacuousness. And that's why we shouldn't be disheartened, because we actually have substance that corresponds to real human nature, not artificial human nature. And also, Alex, you know, their trajectories, their rises and falls and cycles, you know, in any nation. And we should never think that things are static, that they can't change. Otherwise, we give up hope. And to some degree, we have to be patient that changes don't occur overnight, especially with regard to culture. But we have to have the strength and the commitment that even if it doesn't happen to our lifetimes, we set the seeds. We plant the seeds in the foundation for those who stand on our shoulders, maybe to clasp the crown and the victory. And that's as long as we are intellectually and morally solid, ultimately we will prevail, because human nature can't be changed and brainwashed, even if the liberals think it can.
Well, sure. Look at Ron Paul. 16 years ago, no co-sponsors. Now, passes in the Fed. After he's gone, those ideas are still there. Look at my show. 17 years ago, Access Television. Today, 3 million people a day conservatively. And yes, we're gaining momentum. And I want people to have hope, but here's the problem. The social engineers, I've read countless books they've written, they know we're backlashing. They're using our money to war game and do nothing but try to stop us from the natural flow, switching back to reality. And you know, they call it the final revolution, as you know. Now, they call it, you know, their collectivist utopia system. And I just want folks to know we're in for a very dangerous ride.
Well, it is, and nothing's accomplished without some difficulty, Alex. If it wasn't difficult, it had been done 10 years ago. So what you pointed out is certainly accurate, and we can expect that the opponents will throw money and propaganda and everything else, because they know we are attacking, you know, their power center, which is this myth of liberalism, and you know, everyone's a product of their environment, and you just throw money at everybody, and you know, and nobody really made their own deal. You know, no one has succeeded on their own, and that's why they're so fearful. And we see it, you know, regularly in the U.S. Supreme Court. You know, with regard to the hearings on affirmative action, the special preferences are given based upon the race. They're frightened of that because they underscore how much the liberty,
sure,
and individual liberty is going to defeat their big government eugenics program in an odd way.
Absolutely. That's incredible when these liberals say blacks and Hispanics come from bad gene pools. That's why we have to take their kids and have to dumb them down. I mean, it's just totally evil and totally dismissive and disgusting. Bruce Fine, thank you for the time, sir.
Thank you. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. There goes Bruce Fine, amazing individual. It's, you got to watch that in Endgame. But I mean, there's a bunch of clips where they go, well, they come from bad gene pools. That's why we take them from their parents and put them on drugs. Shifting gears now, Paul Watson joins us via video, Skype. He's on with us for this segment, the next, and then the one after that. And then Dr. Wallach's going to be in here in studio. But Watson, wow. I want to say great job to you and that particular activist you interviewed. Remind me of her name, that said, hey, we did opt out 3 years ago. Now let's film the TSA. You pushed me to get this out. Our listeners picked up on it. It's really gaining steam. So, Paul Watson, give us an update on what's happening with opt out week and film the TSA before they expand their operations everywhere, which they're now trying to do. Tell us what's happening, Paul Watson.
Well, yeah, it's basically been getting quite a bit of press attention over the last few days, including CBS News, where one individual named Christopher Key spoke about his plans to opt out, and I'm actually in contact with him as well. So I think he's got video from the airport he went through. As you mentioned, Ashley Jessica, who's helping us organise it, is there in Buffalo, I believe it is, with Dan Dix of Press for Truth. There are We Are Change groups involved in it and several other groups. So I'm looking forward over the next few days to get some video, which will feature on the website, and it's infowars.com/opt-out for all the information.
Paul, continue with the news you've got coming in. I noticed the Huffington Post has 56% plan to opt out and film the Hamburglars.
Well, yeah, that was a poll conducted by Christopher Elliott, who is a consumer advocate. He's on board with the campaign as well. He's been promoting it. And basically, the latest news about the TSA is Bloomberg Businessweek did an investigation, and it turns out TSA security procedures are actually killing Americans in far greater numbers than terrorists could ever dream of. Because they did a study, and they found out that the number of Americans who are now using the highway as a result of refusing to fly, specifically because of these invasive procedures, are dying in car accidents, obviously, at a rate of 242 fatalities per month. So literally every 4 or 5 months we've got, or 6 months, we've got deaths on the scale.
Paul, stay there. Stay there. The article's TSA security procedures are killing Americans. I already knew this because I've talked to bus companies and others. That's why you see triple the buses on the road, and they've asked their customers. They go, I'm not going to let them grab my family's genitals, but I've got to go see family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh, yeah.
If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you've
viewers, not radio listeners. Ladies, Paul Watson is married. And I'm serious. We get dozens of phone calls, hundreds of emails, comments everywhere, women trying to find Paul Watson. Because he looks like one of the stars of Twilight, I guess, and that's so trendy. Paul, you're working too hard for Infowars.com, man. You look great. I mean, you know, obviously the ladies like you, but you do look like a vampire. Are you hanging out with Nosferatu over there too much?
No, the problem is my lips are actually this color, believe it or not. I don't wear lipstick. So hey. If I put the contrast too low, then I look pale and ill. So this is the real me that you're seeing now. No lipstick.
Hey, I'm afraid to lose you to Hollywood, man. You can be the new vampire star.
Well, it's either that or look deathly ill and pale. So.
All right, man, you're awesome. Oh, boy, I tell you, Paul and his brother do a great job. What is it, 10 years now you've worked with me, Paul?
Almost to the month, yeah, 10 years.
Paul's also tall, guys. So, I mean, he really could play a vampire quite nicely. All right, I'm going to stop. I can play a fat guy nicely. I'm sorry. You're awesome. I'm joking. I've lost a lot of weight. Watson, you can say, at least I'm like Mr. Potato Head Jones. Seriously, getting back to what I was saying, and your wife's also a wonderful person. Expanding on this National Opt-Out Day, let's get into the serious facets of this, because it is exciting that this is catching on, Paul. And you were talking about TSA security procedures are killing Americans. Bloomberg is reporting what we've already noticed, and travel groups on CNN admit $40 billion a year or more is lost. People just won't let a weird perv stick their hands down their pants. But, hey, the TSA says they're coming to your street, so it doesn't matter.
Well, that's the thing, and this is Cornell University that's done this study, 242 driving fatalities per month because people are refusing to fly because of the TSA's policies. But the thing that annoys me, Alex, every time I post something about this opt-out campaign is people respond, a significant minority of people respond by saying, let's just boycott the airlines, which is all very good because it requires them to do little other than sit on their backsides and do nothing. But the point is, that wouldn't work. Most of the polls, and our own poll, say that most Americans actually like the TSA. It's only a minority that are up in arms about them, as is the case with any civil rights issue. So that's not going to have an impact. What is going to have an impact, because it's already proven so, is slowing down the security lines at airports by opting out the body scan and all the other ridiculous procedures. Because that's the very reason why the TSA was forced to mothball and put into storage 91 X-ray radiation scanners. They took them out of the busiest airports in the country, had to put them into storage because people were opting out of them. They were taking too long to operate. And that's a perfect illustration of how this kind of action can have a direct effect. And then there's the fact that people say, oh, I'm just going to take the highway. Well, there's TSA on the highway. You know, I'm just going to take the train. There's TSA in the subway stations and the train stations. You know, mobility is an essential part of freedom. You can't just keep giving up your rights and scaling your own behavior and activity back and back and back until you just say, well, I just won't leave my own house and then I'll be free and safe. You know, what's the point of having freedom inside a cage? You've got to get out there and exercise the freedoms. That's what they're all about. If you don't exercise them out in the public arena, they're completely worthless. So
you've got to get out of the coffin and out there exercising the freedoms. Count Watson, tell us more. I'm sorry. I'm going to quit now. I'm trying to make the guys laugh. Watson, I'm joking. We're all jealous. We're not as good looking as you are. This is not comedy radio. It's just such heavy issues. Watson is our top writer and an absolute genius. And the star of Twilight coming out this weekend. All right, stay there. We're going to come right back with Watson. Seriously, though, I agree with you. Folks, it's now time. Great job getting involved. Great job taking action. And I am Count Fruit Loop, Alex Jones. We'll be right back from Planet Pop-Tart. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.